You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
He shoots, he scores. Welcome to The Football Hour. Hello, football friends. You all good? You settled in for the show? I hope you are. I hope everything in your world is good, even if you support Leeds United like me. Don't worry about it. We're going to be all right. I think one day we will eventually be okay. One day. But today, we're doing all right. Do you want to know why? Because money, money, money must be funny in the football world. Doodle-loo-loo and money, money, money. Always sunny in the transfer time tunnel. Can I hit it? No, I can't. All the things I could do if I had a little money. It's a rich football world. Hello, football friends. Why am I singing that ABBA song? Remixed with a bit of football transfer remix lyrics. Why am I doing that? Because I'm about to do transfer time tunnel. The new feature is based on the Premier League riches. Premier League clubs currently spend hundreds of millions assembling pretty average teams. So I thought I'd see what some players from the past would cost in this day and age if a Premier League club wanted to buy them. So welcome to Transfer Time Tunnel. Everyone's invited. This is where I calculate the total price for some of history's greatest football sides. If Alvaro Morata costs 55 million in this day and age, how much would Ian Rush cost? Or if Kyle Walker's leaving Tottenham for Man City for 50 million, how much would Alan Hansen cost in his prime? Well, I'm going to work it out, football friends. Tonight's Transfer Time Tunnel squad is... Oh, it's all right, isn't it? A few mistakes is all right. I'm not going to make any more mistakes, okay? I promise. Tonight's Transfer Time Tunnel squad is Liverpool's last title-winning team from 1989-1990 season. It's featuring the likes of Peter Beardsley, Ian Rush and John Barnes. What we do is we start from the goalie and we work our way forward, going through the transfer prices of each player. Now, then we'll work out the total for the team. It's all based on the player's age at the time of 89-90 and obviously how good they were compared to the players who are being transferred in modern football. I'll make a chart of all the team's totals and see who is the most expensive team from history in today's current market. Currently, Barcelona's 2009-1-11 is topping the Transfer Time Tunnel's table with a huge 913 million. So, how much will the 1990 Scousers cost? Let's find out. In goal, Bruce Grobbelaar, an athletic goalkeeper who virtually was unstoppable at long shots, and is remembered as one of the greatest number ones in Liverpool's history. Liverpool fans can, no doubt, easily recollect their favourite Grobbelaar moments, whether it was the moment of madness, showboating, or a save that displayed his breathtaking ability. Grobbelaar was a man for the big occasion, as proved in the 86 FA Cup final, when Alan Hansen's clearance was headed straight at goal with Grobbelaar hopelessly out of position. He said, "I got back as quick as I could and made a real kangaroo leap to reach the ball." He saved it, and they didn't do too bad that year. Grobbelaar's clownish antics made him lovable, but some Liverpool fans felt he was a bit too light-hearted on the field, which led to him making, well, a couple of incredible mistakes. He was 33 in 1990, so I'm going to go with the small fee of just 18 million. In defence, we're going to start a right back, Glenn Hyson. Have you ever heard of him? I haven't. Liverpool fans, tell me a bit about him. Okay, shall I do it? Okay, I'll do it. He is a player I've never heard of, so I had to do a bit of research for this. Apparently, Hyson, if I'm pronouncing that right, first came to prominence at IFK Gothenburg, with whom he won the UEFA Cup. Okay, very good, in 82. He spent a couple of years at PSV Eindhoven, nice club, before returning to Gothenburg in 87. He moved abroad in 89 to Florentina in Italy, playing under Sven-Göran Eriksson. He's a lovely geezer, but don't forget that he's from Sweden. Hey, 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 hey. Okay. He earned rave reviews while playing under Sven and got his move to England following the 1990 World Cup. So, good player. Only played 3 seasons, won 1 league. He was 31, though, so I'm going to go with 11 million. So, not a lot. I don't know the player very well, so, yeah, we'll leave it at that, shall we? Why do I keep making these mistakes? Sorry, lovely people. I keep playing songs which are coming up shortly. Come on, Alex. Head on, head on, head on. First centre-back, Steve Nicol. He won a league in 84, a league in 86, a league in 88, a league in 90. Flipping heck, Steve. You're doing all right for yourself. Bob Paisley bought the 19-year-old Steve Nicol in October 1981 as an eventual replacement for right-back Phil Neal, who won absolutely everything at Liverpool. He cost £300,000 from Ayr United in Scotland, where he'd been part-time player working as a building labourer. But Kenny Dalglish thought, stop working on the building sites, come play for Liverpool. He's a very, very good player, but he was 29 in 1990. So at that age, yeah, getting over the hill, but I'm going to go with 25 million for him. I'm going to go 25 million. Second centre back and captain, Alan Hansen. Alan Hansen was a brilliant ball playing centre half. Calm under pressure, tall, simply one of the best British centre backs of all time. Also, a brilliant pundit on Match of the Day. Hansen was not just an accomplished footballer, he was good enough to represent his country at junior level in golf, volleyball, and squash. I think there's more money in football than there was squash. But he won league titles in 79, 80, 82, 83, 84, 86, 88 and 90. FA Cups in 86, 89. 3 European Cups. 620 appearances in total. Scoring 14 goals. The only issue is he was 35 in 1990. If he was 10 years younger, I would have had him at about 80 million. But he wasn't. So I'm going to go for a measly price of 5 million for someone who can defend that good. Last defender, David Burrows. Not someone I know too much about, but played 193 times for the Scousers and won an FA Cup in 92 and this league in 1990. Kenny Dalglish signed him. He was 22 in 1990 and was English and had just won a league title. So what if he wasn't the best player of all time? He'd still be worth a fortune. Let's go with 33 million. In total, for that defence and goalkeeper, measly, a skimpy 92 million, which is a very cheap price for a solid defence and goalkeeper. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll do the midfield attack. How about that? All right, see you then.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Yep, welcome back to The Football Hour and welcome back to the 1990 Liverpool team transfer time tunnel. We're now going to enter midfield and attack. On the right wing, Ronnie Wieland. During the 8 seasons that he ended up at Liverpool, he played nearly 400 times, scored 54 goals. He really matured as a footballer during this period and continued to regularly add medals and Irish caps to his collection. He's a really, really, really top player. Won the European Cup in 1984. 3 League Cups, 2 FA Cups. And how many is that? 6 league titles. His win percentage for Liverpool over all them games was 58.4%, which is an incredible record. A really, really true Liverpool legend. There's been a few over the decades, but I'm going to go with 39 million for a 29-year-old in 1990. Next to him, Jan Mulby, without doubt one of the most talented players in Liverpool's history. Mulby fought a hard battle with his weight, don't we all, but his vision, immense skill, sublime passing and shooting ability more than made up for his lack of mobility. He was bought for 200,000 by Liverpool from Ajax in 1984, which is quite a lot of money back then. He won two league titles, two FA Cups, scored 61 goals for Liverpool. He was 27 in 1990, but I think his physique would affect the price tag if he was to be bought in modern football. I don't think his physique would fit in those tight modern shirts. It'd be a bit like Yaya Toure, I think. So I'm going to go with 33 million. But if he could hit the gym, I think I'd put him about 50 million. Next in midfield, Steve McManaman. When Steve McManaman plays well, I always think that Liverpool will play well. Who said that? Bob Paisley. Yeah, I think he knows a bit or two about good players. He started his career as a ball boy at Goodison Park and went on to eventually play for his boyhood club Everton, but he played for Liverpool for 277 times, scoring 50 goals. Oh, three leagues in that time. What a player. 60% win ratio for the club. 29 and English would make him worth, I think, around 40 million in today's market. Next, Peter Beardsley. He was just an incredible footballer. A great dribbler. A proper, proper northern lad. And he was just a goal scorer. He was a jinker. He was a dancer. He would send his defenders for a pint of milk. He'd be like, how we? See you later, man. And do you know what, Liverpool fans? He was one of the big reasons you won the league that year. He scored 59 goals in 175 appearances. Great player. Truly a great, great player. I'm going to go with 50 million. 50 million for Beardsley. Next, Mr. Ian Rush. Just one word is needed to describe Ian Rush's Liverpool career. Do you want to know what that one word is? Goals. The Welshman scored 346 of them in 660 appearances, a club record, which will take some beating. Nothing shakes the cop more than a goal, and no one has caused quite so much structural damage to the famous stand as Ian Rush. I like that. More importantly, his predatory instincts were instrumental in the Reds dominating the game for most of the 1980s and this league title in 1990. He was loved at Anfield, feared at every opposition ground, and renowned throughout Europe. He was 29. Why is everyone 29 in this team? All in their peak age, so I'm going to go with 57 million for Ian Rush. Last player, Johnny Barnes. There was no finer sight in football than watching John Barnes in his pomp gliding down the wing. For talent and grace alone, he's an automatic choice in any Hall of Fame, but his impact on the game of football went far beyond goals and silverware. The Jamaican-born dribbler was the first high-profile black player to grace Anfield back in the 1980s, a time when racial abuse echoed around stadiums across the land. Barnes, along with contemporaries such as Laurie Cunningham, Cyril Regis, Viv Anderson, was a catalyst for change in football. He didn't so much break down racial barriers as he swept them with his pace and the ball at his feet. He was always always enthralling. During his playing career, Barnes was named in the PFA Team of the Year on five occasions and won Player of the Year two times. He was the best player in England in 1990 and was in his prime, 27 years old. So I'm going to go with 105 million. Imagine that. John Barnes in his prime now. He would cost a lot. If Raheem Sterling's costing plus 50, John Barnes is costing over 100. It also brings Liverpool's team total to, this sounds weird, to a measly 416 million on tonight's transfer time tunnel. Look at this though. I've got the time tunnel, and the team closest to Liverpool at the bottom of the table is England's 1990 squad, which cost 534. Liverpool are 497 million less than Barcelona's 2009 squad. Not very good, that. Not very good at all. That was Transfer Time Tunnel. This has been the Football Hour.
You've been listening to the Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Thought you could get rid of me. Well, you can't. It's Sean Dyche, back again, football manager and guest presenter of the Football Hour. When this podcast is finished, go and do me a favour and follow the podcast on Twitter via @TheFootballHour. You better do me, Sean Dyche, this favour, or I will make sure whatever football club you support, my Burnley FC, will come and beat your football team, and I'll make you cry in the process. So go, please, follow @TheFootballHour. Do it now.